From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have been battling since the early mornings after Iraqi forces advanced north of Kirkuk, an oil city that took over in the past week, toward the Kurdish capital Erbil. Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. Some fighters and civilians on the Kurdish side fear that Baghdad wants to move even further, including into Erbil. Others said Baghdad is unlikely to move into areas that have been self-governing for more than 25 years. Aid agencies report that nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter the country of refuge. Lisa Schlein reports from VOA.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who worked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. This is VOA News.